And something that people smoke would be made out of tobacco would be
cigarettes.
Or
cigars.
And say someone asks you about doing something, you say, sure, right.
I'll do it.
Or they ask you if you're able to, you say, sure, right.
I can do it.
And if you're not able to, you say,
I cannot do it. I can't do it. Uh-huh. That's the word.
And if they ask you, will you do it, you say, no, why?
I will not do it.
Or no, why?
I won't do it.
And you said there was a really bad accident up the road, but it wasn't any use calling the doctor because the people were what?
Killed.
They were, when we got there, they were?
Dead.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say they were done dead?
No.
Did you ever hear that?
No.
And you say, in a dangerous situation, a person, what, be careful, a person?
A person? What you tell a person mm-hmm. to be careful?
You say you really.
It's really.
What to be more careful? You really.
You really ought to be more careful.
Okay. Say if a child got a whipping, you say I bet he did something he.
He shouldn't have done.
Uh huh. Or using the word ought, you say I bet he did something he.
I don't use it. Ought not to do.
Okay.
No, I don't use.
That sounds funny.
Yeah.
Say if I ask you if you'll be able to help me with some work next week, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I...
I think I can help you next week.
Okay. Do you ever say I might could help you?
No.
Does that sound good?
I would say I might be able to help you.
Uh-huh. But you wouldn't say might could.
I might could, no.
And the kind of bird that can see in the dark?
An owl.
Okay. What do you call the small owl? The one that makes a real scary noise?
Hoot owl.
Mm-hmm. What other kind? There's hoot owl and...
There's cat owls.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear screech owl or squinch owl or scrooge owl?
No.
What's the cat owl like?
It's got cat-like ears.
Mm-hmm.
It's got ears like a cat.
What, is it smaller or bigger than the hoot owl?
I think it's smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about a kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
A woodpecker.
Any other name for that?
Yeah, I've heard of another name.
Do you ever hear woodchuck or the Lord God?
No.
Do you ever see one of the big woodpeckers?
What do you call big?
There's one kind that's about the size of a chicken.
Oh, no, I've never seen those.
Uh-huh.
The size of a chicken?
Mm-hmm.
No. I didn't even know they existed.
Yeah, some people call that the Lord God, that woodpecker. Have you ever heard
Does it fly?
Yeah, it's just a very large woodpecker.
Where are they, in what part of the country?
Another in Mississippi, and another in South Georgia, but I don't know.
I've never seen
one. Out here,
no.
Have you ever heard a woodpecker called a peckerwood?
Yeah.
Who would say that? How would people use that word?
They would put, I've heard him use it, but not as calling the bird. I would hear him call the person. Don't be a peckerwood.
Mm-hmm. What does peckerwood mean when you call a person that?
I would say they're saying that don't be so dumb.
Mm-hmm. It's an insult, but not.
Yeah.
What's that? That Spanish insult that the P.
Pendejo.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, that's pretty stupid. But it's used, but you don't use it, you have to use it among friends.
Uh-huh.
Pendejo.
How do you spell that?
Pen. P-E-N. D-E-H. No, it wouldn't be an H, because P-E-N-D. J-O.
Mm-hmm.
Pendejo. Yeah, but you don't use it to people. You have to know the people well, and not they will take it. It will be an insult.
Mm-hmm.
You
people
know.
Get pretty mad about that.
Yeah, if you know them well, you can use it. I mean, it's not an insult, you know.